Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Waiting a decade, couldn't even get it. Nah, I gotta go to Kroger and figure something out. Sick of it.
So KFC is letting you down, huh?
Fuck the Colonel right now. First of all, I'm not a bandwagon bitch. I've been here since 98. Get it straight. So, I'm already excited. This is on a Sunday. I'm walking my cat. I'm super excited.
I'm sorry. Did you just say you're walking your cat?
Walking my cat, exactly. We all just grasping straws. All she gave us was her naked, glorious ass on a disco ball horse with a hat.
Yo, what up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. All right, so squad, Smile Squad, last week, the Sis Let Me Tell You podcast joined me. It was fucking hilarious. I had a blast with them. We talked about what's dirtier than a toilet seat. We talked about Chris Brown ruining a relationship. Probably again, I'm sure it's happened more than once, and a way to purchase fake lips to kiss and more. So if you missed last week's podcast episode, you want to go ahead and check that out. I definitely want to have more guest hosts join me every now and then because it's fun as shit. So shout out once again to Sis Let Me Tell You podcast. I look forward to potting with you again. Today, damn it, today, we have another guest, bitch. We're bringing in my homegirl, Chelsea Welch. What's up, Chelsea? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I love it. I love the singingness of it all. Hey, how y'all doing?
Right?
What's popping?
I keep it as sexy as I possibly can.
Ooh, speaking of sexy and sultry in this. It's like, hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Yeah, do it like, you know, ASMR style. Just start tapping on the glass. Like, hello, guys. We're going to be making some marble soup tonight.
Wait, marble soup?
Yeah. I was on TikTok the other day, and I don't know how, but this person, that's literally what they do. They make, I don't know. It's marble soup to me, but I guess they're like, let's listen to soup. So it's like, I don't know how they do it. They've only got a bowl with like marbles, and like they get this little turkey baster. And it literally sounds like soup. Like, it literally sounds like soup. And then there's, like, waterfalls in the back. It's, like, a whole thing.
Is it, like stop motion or something? Like,
I don't know. It's, like, because, you know, when you're scrolling on TikTok late at night and just random shit
pops
up.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but that popped up. And then I watched it for, like, 10 minutes. And now just every time I get on there, she's just, like, twirling the marbles with the wooden spoon with the little turkey baster. I don't know how she discovered that sounds like soup, but it definitely did sound like soup. So now I'm just intrigued.
I am so glad that is exactly the first thing you said when you joined in, because listeners today, but it's going to be just me and Chelsea shooting the shit, two friends talking shit and having a good time. When you guys hear the things that she has to say, I'm literally going to have to bring her back just for like a Chelsea Vince episodes. Just Chelsea Vince.
That into like a thing, because God, shit just be happening to me, y'all. And it's like, I just need a show. I've said that since I was in high school. I need a show. I'm just going to put it in the atmosphere that I'm going to get a show one day. It might be a YouTube show. It might be on TV. I don't know, but I need a show. Something be happening to a bitch, and I just don't be understanding.
Before we get into Chelsea Vince, I want to remind you guys, do me a favor and leave a 5-star and written review on whichever podcast platform that you're listening to. So hook up your Audible boot thing with the opportunity to earn more listeners. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and download episodes so you can get pro silly with me without needing Wi-Fi. Also, I think downloading podcast episodes does something good for me. So yeah, do that. Okay. So,
and just so all of the boomers know,
yes,
that, you know, just because you connect to Wi-Fi, I don't know your password, because apparently that's how they think Wi-Fi works. Like, if you connect to it with your phone, we gonna know your whole life.
Are we talking about TikTok right now?
Yeah, that's not how that works, Grandma. Okay.
Like, is it true that TikTok connects to your Wi-Fi in order for it to work?
Child, that was a whole mess in itself. If y'all haven't watched Congress grill the CEO of TikTok,
oh, that was some bullshit.
Because that was just a hot ass mess.
Yeah,
I swear.
It really was.
Well, you know, if I connect 2 + 2, then how does TikTok know it equals 4? And then on top of that, they kept calling it Tic Tac.
Yeah, they didn't even say the name right.
I was over it. I was like, get these. I'm going to need one more pandemic to just sweep on through. Just take them all out, okay? I'm going to need Jesus to do the Lord's work and just knock them right on out.
I mean, he did the dinosaurs. It's time to do the human versions now because it's...
Do it again. Sick of this shit. And by the way, you know what? This is good. You know what? I'm just going to transition into... Okay, Chelsea rant number one. This is Chelsea's rant number one. Can I just... Because I'm sick of these fast food places, okay? Because I know around the springtime, they start experimenting, you know, as stuff starts blooming.
Yeah.
I get that. Mm-hmm. Popeyes came out with some deliciousness. They had these strawberry biscuits that was fire as fuck.
Hold on.
KFC.
You said they had straw... Wait, what? Who has strawberry biscuits?
Strawberry biscuits. Yeah. They still out. See, Popeyes know how to do stuff correctly. Like, when they release stuff, it be out for a little bit, and then they don't ever advertise nothing. Because if you think about it, they didn't advertise that chicken sandwich at first.
That's true.
Like, I just happened to pull up one day and was like, ooh, sandwich, and just ordered it. And it just blew up.
So, ooh, sandwich.
So same thing with these biscuits. I just happened to, like, fucking wanted some chicken tenders and, like, ooh, biscuits. So I just ordered it. Like, it was, and it was great. So everybody needs to try that. But I also got beef with the Colonel right now. Kentucky Williams, we have to have a talk.
Not Kentucky Williams. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I'm pissed. Because I have been waiting a decade and some change for them to bring back this sandwich, okay? Perfect ass. This beautiful ass deliciousness. It was just 2 chicken breasts.
Oh, the double cheese, down.
Bacon, some sauce. It's fucking double down sandwich, right? I ate way too much of that, okay? And I was, like, so sad it went away. And then they brought it back. Like, CNN announced it. It was a whole thing. I was excited. And I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking it's going to be like any other drop. Like, you know, it's going to be at least here for a month at least. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait about a week or two for the hype to die down and to get another, you know, a truck in, because I'm pretty sure they sold out. So I'm like, let me wait till they get another truck in with, you know, the 2 breastesses. And I'm going to just wait. I'm going to just wait a second. This is not joking. I went the first day of the third week. First day of the third week, I went to 4 KFCs, all sold out. One of them told me they don't even sell it no more.
What?
And I was confused as shit. And I'm like, why? Why, Colonel? And then I went on the Googles, found out they only had it for 3 weeks. They only released it for 3. I was like, Kentucky, now you mean to tell me that you left them nasty-ass vegan nuggets on the menu for over a month and you don't want to? And then how hard is that to make, Amber? It's 2 chicken breasts.
Like, I feel like the one of the ingredients is in the title of their fucking name, KFC.
That's what I'm saying.
C, like, stands for chicken, like, goddammit.
Amber, I could, like, see if they was, like, out of bacon, right? Okay, fine, because that's not part of y'all regular menu items. But chicken breasts? Y'all have a chicken sandwich. So why can't y'all smash that together with some cheese and give it to me? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Had me waiting a decade, couldn't even get it. Nah, I got to go to Kroger and figure something out. Sick of it.
So KFC is letting you down, huh?
Fuck the Colonel right now.
So listeners, there's something about Chelsea that you need to know. I've been trying to talk her into starting her own podcast for a minute. She finally does have a YouTube channel. She's had that one for a while. So it's fun. Like, just hearing her talk and rant. That's why I really wanted to do this episode, because it's hilarious. So Chelsea, just so my listeners can get an idea of how hilarious and not just hilarious, but real, because she's the thing she says is coming from something. It's coming from her soul. It just comes out in comedy. So Chelsea, why don't you let my listeners let them know how you feel about not just Beyonce, but how you feel about all her little mystery gifts that...
God, y'all. Okay, listen. First of all, let me just discuss that I'm not a bandwagon bitch. I've been here since 98. Get it straight. So...
I am one of those fans that I know the clues. I pay attention. I knew what was up. So I knew last year this bitch was finna go on tour. I knew it. Because with the moment that she started just telling us to buy shit without telling us what it was, and I sure the fuck did, because she just came out of nowhere and was like, buy. She said, pick 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm like, what is that? Why are we picking numbers, bitch? I don't know. I just fucking did it. She said, pick a number, and that's what, I'm going to send you a box. I'm like, what's in the box? I don't know. I just fucking bought it.
What number did you pick?
I picked 4. That was the best box. Because, see, most people know why 4 is the best number for her, because, you know, she had an album. She just actually celebrated her wedding anniversary, which was April.
Congratulations, you know. Beyonce, from the Professionally Silly podcast.
Yes. But yeah, 4 is significant. So I figured that might be the better box. Anywho, I knew this bitch was going to do something. So I started to calculate in my head, okay, I knew the Swifties had went through some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get their tickets. So I was already pre-preparing in my head, okay, I'm going to have to get at least 1,000.
And for those of you listening, when she says Swifties, a lot of people don't know what that is. That's what they call Swift fans. Like, they're like the Beehive, but for Taylor Swift. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I already knew. So I was already, like, preparing myself. So when it got around tax season, because that's one thing Giselle gonna do is drop something during tax season. She do it every time. So I was already preparing myself.
This bitch know that y'all got some extra money. That's calculating as fuck. I didn't even think about that.
I already knew. I was like, she always does that shit. She either drop an album. She did the same thing when she released the Lemonade tour. It was around tax season. She always do this shit.
Don't worry about it. These bitches just got their taxes back.
H&R Block. I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to finesse H&R because I'm not going to owe the government nothing. See, that's where a lot of y'all fucking up at this year. I'm not going to owe them shit, okay?
Even I owe them money. Right. They trying to take my cash.
No. Anywho, I just finesse H&R Block, all right? So I was like, I needed exactly 2,000 because I needed 1,000 for the tickets and I need 1,000 to do something else.
I'm sorry. Did you say 1,000 for the ticket? Ticket or tickets?
Yeah. Ticket with the singular.
Singular ticket. My nigga, that is mortgage, that is rent, that is car note, that is.
I agree. That's the thing. I was dedicated. You don't understand. So I was already like, okay, cool. Like, I'm gonna get prepared. Okay, y'all. So look, I'm one of them people. Like I said, I was staying. So I saw the leak of what the stage looked like. So I was already like, okay, it's kind of set up how On the Run was. It's like a little section right in the middle. Where it's like, they got their own bar, you're going to be standing up, but it's life, because you're super close to them, right? So I saw it, I said, okay, bet, I want that ticket. I didn't care how much it cost. So I'm like, okay. So the way that she did it this time was that she was like, go on the website, sign up for this pre-sale, and she put us into groups, I guess, to avoid the Ticketmaster situation, which that didn't work, but whatever. So she put us into groups. I said, I want to be in Atlanta, I want to be in the, you know, lit cities, because there's certain cities that are lit. But most people that know, you know.
Yeah.
It's Atlanta, Houston, Miami, L.A., New York, you know.
Yeah.
Basically the
meccas.
Cities that are, exactly.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Cities that are significant in her life. They get lit. And then, you know, like Paris is one of them too. So it's like they get lit. Okay. So they put us into groups. They said, just wait until this date and you're going to get an email with your pre-sale code. I'm already excited. This is on a Sunday. I'm walking my cat. I'm super excited.
I'm sorry. I'm you just say you're walking your cat?
Walking my cat. Exactly.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
I'm already walking. I'm like, I'm anticipating this email. And I'm like, okay, where is it? Right. So I get the email. Heart stopped. They fucking told me I'm on a wait list. What the fuck? Why? So I'm like, what does that even mean? So at this point, I'm already formulating in my head, I can't go to work. I can't, because I'm not going to miss this shit. So I was already in my head, like, I'm not going to work. I'm just fucking not. So I already pre-texted my manager Sunday night and said, I'm sick. I just went ahead and said that, because I'm like, I'm not going to miss this opportunity. I'm not doing that. Beyonce is way more important than this fucking job. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to just be at home. I'm awake. So I'm like at home. I'm asleep, right? All of a sudden, like those of y'all that got iPhones know, like, you know how when you like try to like get a code for something and like your messages will like pre-have it when
yeah.
you like go to type it in? Okay.
Yeah.
So I was trying to load my laundry card and was going to type in the amount and saw a code. I said, what the fuck is this code? Look back at my message. It said, here is your code. Go. I said, oh, bitch, yes. So I jumped up, scared the fuck out at my cat. And I jumped up. Now, mind you, step back here. TikTok Hive said, now this is the Paris Hive, right? They told us in advance, hey, the queue is crazy. You need to have Firefox, everything open on all of your devices. So I had already did that the night before.
Oh, my God.
I had Firefox on this on my computer. I had my laptop up. I had my iPad charged. I was ready to go. So when I got that text, I said, bitch, let's go. So I pulled up the computer first. So I got on Firefox. I opened up a laptop. I had everything going. I'm like, okay, because I was prepared. Because everybody kept telling me the queue was like, you'd be 1,000+ people behind, you know, in front of you. So I was already prepared. I get on Firefox. And, ooh, y'all, the ancestors had my back. Because I promise you, I got in that queue. And shit said, 5 people ahead of me. I said, ah! So I grabbed my phone. And I started making a TikTok. Because I was like, y'all got to see this shit. So at this point, I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm next. So at this point, I'm, like, unlocking my car because, you know, I'm broke and I can't keep my card open at all times. So I lock it a bunch. So I had to make sure I'm like unlocking my card. I'm transferring shit. I'm like, here we go, bitch. Here we go. So it was like, I get into the queue. This was not even 10 minutes. I get into the queue and I'm like, okay, where are your tickets? Where are your tickets? Where are your tickets? Because I knew I wanted Club Renaissance. That was the main ticket everybody wanted because it was in the center. You're going to be super close to Beyonce. Sweat going to hit you, all of it. I'm like, I want these tickets. So I'm like, I didn't care how much
that sweat.
I'm over here like, I want this ticket. I'm freaking out because, you know, it's timed. Like, Ticketmaster times you in this queue. So I'm like, fuck. So I'm trying to do it real quick. And then I got it. And I'm like, okay, I don't care how much it is. I just swiped it. I didn't even look. I waited until I got the confirmation that I got the ticket to look how much I spent. I didn't even look at first.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, okay. It's not terrible. It was like, I think I spent like 800 something for that ticket.
Oh.
However, comma, listen, though. Bet this. Tell me why my ticket right now, guess how much it's worth if I had wanted to resell it?
Like 2,000?
Oh, over. It's over that.
5,000?
I got it first night in Atlanta because here's the thing. Those of us that was in group A, the first people that got the tickets, we kind of may or may not have pushed Giselle Knowles Carter to add more dates to her tour because she realized it was a fucking frenzy and she decided on the...
What did you just call her?
Giselle Knowles Carter. Listen to me. Those of us who have been fans for a long time, we can call her by her middle name, okay? So listen. So she pushed and decided she was gonna add more dates. So I got the ticket for first night in Atlanta. So my ticket worth more. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, because my mama claimed I need to go and sell it. I said, absolutely not, bitch. Absolutely not. I missed a day of work for this.
Not you calling your mama bitch.
No, ma'am. No, never in my life.
Absolutely not, bitch.
Absolutely the fuck not.
Yo, when you finally come out with merch, that needs to be a shirt that you make. Your first merch needs to be absolutely not, bitch.
Absolutely the fuck not. All of that. Absolutely the fuck not. Because either the case, I now have a ticket. But now, the Hive, we're trying to figure out what we gonna wear because this bitch hates us and has not released the visuals. It's April. The tour starts in May. She ain't released nothing, Amber.
Where are the visuals?
So we don't know what we're doing. So now we all just grasping straws. Cause like we're like, okay, all she gave us was her naked glorious ass on a disco ball horse with a hat. So we got that. And that's it. So we're all like, okay, so it's disco cowboys. That's pretty much what we're all going with at this point because we don't know what else the fuck to do. She ain't released no visuals, Amber. What are you supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? So now, at this point, because the Hive is crazy, they have found out which person made the disco ball hat for the tour picture and sold that white bitch out. Sold her out. She shut down her shop because of so many orders because she hand makes the hats. So it's the fact that Beyonce be on Etsy for me.
Oh, she was on Etsy?
She was on Etsy.
Wow.
And they found the lady's shop and she had to shut it down because the Hive sold her out. And she was like, I want to make quality stuff and everything of that. Now, there are people that say that she fumbled the bag, which me personally, I think so too, because I'm like, sis,
yeah.
Now is your time. At that point, you should have called Mama and Papa on them.
Yeah.
You got your sister. Mm-hmm. Everybody should have been in the living room wrapping them hats around because the Hive, when the Hive give you an opportunity, you got to take it.
Honey. Yep. Yeah.
That could have been your retirement plan.
I know that's right.
But I digress. So now all of us is going to be blocking each other's views with these fucking hats.
You going to pull a Tim's at the Oscar now?
I don't know.
Yo, so, she know her dress was disrespectful as fuck. I mean, it was beautiful, but it was disrespectful as fuck. Can anybody see behind that shit?
She sat there like a glorious cloud. She just was like, I don't care what y'all have to see. I'm going to see everything. Okay? She sat there like a glorious cloud.
How you going to be at the Oscars literally sitting on cloud nine.
Angela Bassett did the thing, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
you know they making jokes saying that because, you know, the lizard is trying to take down TikTok, that, you know, now Instagram Reels is just now getting stuff. So somebody made a video yesterday that said, y'all, Instagram and Facebook just now realizing Angela Bassett did the thing. I said, oh shit, child, that was 2 months ago. they real late. So
Angela Bassett can get it, god damn it. I don't care how old she is. And I mean that respectfully, okay?
Yeah, no, it's some people don't age. Because, you know, I'm starting to make a list of certain celebrities that need to sit the fuck down because I didn't realize how old they was.
Genuine, number one.
Oh, no. Number one is Smokey. Number one,
Smokey Robinson?
Smokey fucking Robinson, yes.
Oh, didn't he just come out with a new CD recently?
Yes, he did.
And it's like, then he got a song called Orgasm on it or some shit.
He named the album Gasms.
Gasms.
That man is 85 years old. That man is 85. I cannot stress to you, this man is 80-something years old.
He's making baby-making music in his mid-80s.
Like I said, Smokey is number one on the sit-the-fuck-down list. Number two is Dolly. I'm going to need Dolly to sit down, too.
Dolly Parton?
Dolly was in her 70s. Dolly in her
70s. Wait, hold on a second. Dolly Parton is only in her 70s?
She's in her 70s, yep.
I thought she was older than that. Oh, I don't mean no disrespect.
Cher is also on that list. Sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down.
Well, Cher got to sit down. Madonna got to sit the fuck down.
Madonna, too. I told you, I have a list. It's certain people that I didn't realize was that old. And I'm like, sit the hell down. You know who else on the list? Diana Ross. Sit down.
What did Diana Ross do?
She the same age as Smokey.
But is she making an album called Gasms? What is she doing?
Well, she needs to sit. We need to protect her at all costs. It's certain people we got to protect. And she on that list of needs protection. So is, I told you, Dolly too. Because Dolly do too much. She over here trying to run Dolly World and she making biscuits now.
For dogs and shit. Kids. Yeah.
She's a sit. She has to, I am concerned.
She's got nice breasts. Just going to throw that
I'm
out there.
I'm just concerned. It's just certain people. I am just really concerned at this point. They have.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you hear about what Chaka Khan said about a lot of the female R&B artists currently, like, you know, she was talking shit about a lot of dope ass artists. Beyonce was ahead of that list. She was hating hard.
Which is sad because Beyonce loves Chaka. Beyonce.
I mean, she even hated on Mariah Carey. So it's like, what the fuck?
It's like a lot of our OG girls, they looked up to a lot of them. They looked up to like Chaka and, you know,
Aretha,
all of them, Patty,
yeah,
you know, Diana, all of
Warwick,
them. So
yeah.
I feel like even as an artist, that would be so disheartening.
Right?
Especially even if you're going to throw in Mariah and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Beyonce literally just became the most awarded female Grammy winner of all time. That just happened. Of all time. Okay.
I really wish y'all could see her fucking face. There was so much emotion. It's like
y'all not finna come for her. Y'all is not finna come for her. Mariah either. No. What did you not finna do? It's certain people. Like I said, I get it. If she was naming people that just kind of had a one hit and, you know, they just got Instagram famous, that's different. But you're not finna come for people who've been doing decades of work. Decades of work that have the accolades to prove it. No, Chaka.
I think Chaka's upset meanwhile, a little bit because Whitney Houston did her song better than she did. Chaka Khan
over here sounding like somebody drunk auntie at the fucking bar.
Yo, that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
Please don't do that. Sit down. I'm sick of this. Like, ain't nobody even asked you to do all that. Like, you need to be humble like Patty. Patty ain't doing nothing but minding her business and making pies and cakes for us. And she's being delightful. And you over here looking like goddamn 50-year-old Nicki Minaj. Sit down.
Yo, that was a very accurate description. I'm so pissed off how accurate that was.
That's why I'm like, ma'am, please sit down.
Oh my god.
Ain't nobody asked you to do all that. All you had to say was, oh yeah, you know, I like their music. I don't like all of it, but you know, I like some of their stuff. And that's all you had to say. You ain't even had to say none of the us shit. Oh, Motown head ass. Anyway.
the hell?
I'm over it.
Oh my God, Chelsea
Didn't
rants.
I ask you to do that?
Didn't I fucking tell y'all when Chelsea vents, when she rants, it is the funniest thing that I have ever heard. This bitch is cussing out the Colonel, cussing out Chaka Khan, pissed off at Beyonce. Yo, this is so much going on.
It's not necessary. It's just not. I just feel like this. Even if I wasn't a Beyonce fan, people be coming for her unnecessarily.
That's true.
Like, it's like, I could see if, like, Beyonce was, like, up in the blog. She was, like, being messy. Like I said, like, you could, like, come for Nicki sometimes, because Nicki be messy.
Oh, she'd be deserving it, though. She'd be deserving it. Nicki would be,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. But I could see if she was doing, like, some Nicki shit.
Mm-hmm.
But Beyonce be minding her fucking business. She be at her house. She take care of her 50 lamb cheering. She be minding her, her business. And people be coming for her at all times. Ain't nobody even sent for you. You just, why? Like, what is your problem? I just don't understand it. Like, people just be doing too much. Like,
they do.
Child.
Mm-hmm.
Child. This is just a mini side note. Summer Walker. Hey, how you doing, sis? I love you, but I'm gonna need you to sit down, stay at home, and recover. I saw you up at Dreamville, down there in the Carolinas, baby girl. Listen, like my mommy used to say, you need to get your good old girdle, because. I get it. You had two kids. You had twins, naturally. And, you know, that is a flex right there alone. It's also a flex that Erykah Badu was your doula. That is also a flex. However, comma, sis, you decided to get that BBL before you even dropped one fetus. And now your body don't know what to do with it, okay? So, I'm going to need you. You is way too rich for that. I saw you. I said, not Summer. And you know, we all know Summer ain't got no real stage presence. We already know that. Unless you with SZA. Because SZA, you know, SZA her girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I was watching it and I'm like, baby, please. You too rich. You too rich to be doing that. Anyway, Summer, please. Call Kim. Kim got some real good girdle lines.
Get you some skims. Get you some skims, baby.
Call Kimberly, get you some skims.
Speaking of skims, bro, you heard about that shit that Candace Owens was talking shit about, like disabled models and the skims with the why do we need to have, why does everything have to be included and blah, blah, blah. Like, there is nothing wrong with women or men in wheelchairs modeling underwear or anything else for that matter. Like, she's such a fucking cunt.
Candace just so fucking stupid.
She's a cunt.
That ain't no other way to put it. Candace ain't saying nothing smart.
She says things, I feel like, just to get clicks, just to get attention. Like, yo, did her daddy not love her? Like, why does she need so much attention all the fucking time?
I don't know, but it's like the stuff she be saying don't be making no sense to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Dumb.
Exactly.
Because it's like literally even the model that came, that was in that
Oh,
ad,
yeah, she responded.
She came out and was like, ma'am, first of all, this is different because it snaps from the side so people that are in wheelchairs can put it on easily.
Yeah, it's made for us, bitch. Like,
exactly. It was made for them. I'm just like, see, that's what Candace is trying to come for Kimberly Coyne. And what y'all not finna do is y'all ain't finna disrespect him neither. Y'all finna leave Kimberly out of this. Because Kimberly's also minding her fucking business as well. Kimberly, because Kim is by far the smartest Kardashian, because she knows, she said it years ago, that she know her fame is fleeting. She knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she was trying to do the lawyer thing, trying to get scams going. Like, mm-hmm. She knows that. She's smarter than y'all think she is.
Oh, yeah.
She knows that.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'm not a fan of Kim Kardashian at all whatsoever, but I can definitely respect her business game. Out of all the Kardashians, even Kylie and Kendall and whatever the fuck their names are, she's the only one that can really make a sustainable business. I mean, now, mm-hmm. you know, the Kardashians are known for stealing shit. That's what they do. But she found a way to really make real business, real money, that she's making money while she sleeps. And that's where real wealth comes from.
Exactly.
You know
what
I mean?
That's why I said, I'm just like, ma'am, you are just bored. And now she's going to be really bored, because if y'all don't pay attention to politics, the Republican Party is scrambling. They don't know what the hell to do, because they're just digging in. Child, they did the wrong thing and came for Gen Z. And Gen Z showed up in the primaries and fucked them up.
Sure did.
And then now that Agent Orange has finally been arrested, now he's out the picture.
I just want you to know that I'm still gonna run for president 2024.
Right now.
And everything's great. We're going to make America great again. This is terrible.
They're lying.
This is fake news. No, it's fake news. I'm going to be here. Trump 2024.
He is now disqualified.
Yeah, he's a fucking dick. And it's crazy, bro, because when you think about it, he's like another, that dude's name? Keshner, like another fucking Waco shit. Like, he's like the biggest cult leader ever. I don't normally talk about a lot of politics in this podcast, but I can tell you right now, if you are a Trump supporter, especially right now, I'm not going to disrespect you. I just want to, like, how and why?
I will disrespect the fuck out of you, because you know it's bad. You know it's bad when the white people in 2020, listen to me, in 2020, even the white folks said enough. That is the only reason why Grandpa Joe is up in the White House right now, is because the white people had enough. Like, if that alone did not sway you to be like, this ain't the right choice, I don't know how to help you from this point. Because even they was like, I already knew that, because I knew the moment that the pandemic hit and he started getting into them white people bags and they couldn't make their money and their kids was at home and Nana and them was dying. Oh yeah. I was like, sir, you're done. Cause you're done. So that's why I'm like, I don't understand. There's no way. And then it's like, you know what's crazy? Cause y'all, I work at the airport, right? And every time somebody come up with a Florida license, I'd be like, are you okay? Because I'm like, y'all can't read books. Y'all can't say gay. Y'all can't go to the beach. Y'all can't even sneeze. Y'all got Santos up in there.
Yo, he's trying to take over Disney World too. Like, it's crazy. Yo, Floridians, they gotta deal with pythons and gators and all kinds of shit.
But see, that's the thing. This is how I know Ronnie is stupid. Cause who the hell comes for Disney? Who comes for Walt? Listen, even if you're not a conspiracy theorist, we all know how powerful Disney is.
Facts.
Disney controls a lot more shit than we think.
Oh yeah. Okay? Definitely has more power than fucking DeSanta, for sure.
Disney is a real monopoly. And I'm like, I'm in my head going, because see, I already knew he was poking the bear when he was talking about the gay shit. Okay, because you know Disney love the gays. So I was already like, okay, all right, Ronnie, okay. And then Disney said the same thing. Disney was like, listen, we're still going to have our gay days because they bring in the money and we're not going to say nothing.
Yo,
right?
Their money is green,
like, well,
too, bitch.
I'm going to show y'all. Mm-hmm. And then Walt was like, bet. Because
from the grave, bitch. Like,
I love the fact that before his people could even get in there, Disney said, oh, we're going to have our own little meeting. Did you hear the details of that?
I did.
They cannot do a single thing until the last descendant of Charles over there across the pond.
Mm-hmm.
His last grandchild that's living up as of today. And you know what the funny part is about that is? It's goddamn Lilibeth up in there, up in California. You know what I mean? Oh boy.
Yo, and that family is this a family of vampires, man. It took Queen Elizabeth 200 years to die. So
exactly. So basically you got Harry and Meghan and them Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Lilibeth Diana to be exact, period, bitch. I just love her name. Lilibeth Diana. Come on now. You better be named after your grandmother, real queen. Okay? Anywho, 21 years after she dies. 21 years after the fact. So if she got them same genes like the queen got,
mm-hmm.
21 years after, so she could be a good 100 years old.
Oh yeah.
21 years after. And Ronnie, you're gonna be gutting in the grave by then.
Oh yeah.
Oh
no, yeah.
It don't even matter.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's done.
He's done. That's why I'm like,
it's a matter of time.
If the Republicans do that, if they really think that if putting Ronnie as their candidate is gonna make them win, they are surely mistaken. Because I'm like, y'all keep forgetting. The people that's running the polls right now is younger millennials, and all of Gen Z. And I'ma say, I think in about 3 or 4 more years, we got Gen Alpha coming through for us.
Is that the new generation name?
Yeah, I think so. I believe Gen Alpha started.
That is terrifying.
I wanna say 2011.
I don't like that name.
Yeah, so Gen Alpha, I want to say, y'all can correct me, I think it's 2011 is what started it. So I graduated high school in 2011. So they're at least about 12 now.
So that's why I said about 4 more years, they finna start coming in and voting too. So that's why I'm like, Republicans, if y'all even want to survive at this point, y'all got to come up with a different plan, because y'all then pissed off Gen Z and younger millennials, particularly Gen Z, because they not playing no games with y'all.
Nah. So they created cancer culture, bro. It's done.
That's why I said next year going to be very interesting, because I'm like, y'all got to figure something out. And Grandpa Joe, you ain't left out of this neither. You ain't left out of this neither. Because once again, you only is an interim for real, because you need to sit down somewhere too, Grandpa. And you can take my student loans with you. Take them away, Grandpa Joe. Don't make no damn sense. I ain't paid that shit in 4 years. Take it away, Grandpa. What you need it for now? What do you need it for? Because you know, it is above me at this point, because I wasn't paying it anyway. So I'm like, it is above me. I need you to just go and take it away. Just call it a day. Wipe the slate clean, and you know, and just go from there. But he ain't going to get reelected. He's too old.
Yeah. It's weird.
He's too old, and like Kamala ain't done nothing enough for us to even want her as president.
Yeah.
That's why I said,
how you make history and then do nothing with that?
Did nothing. That's the reason why I said...
Unless we did it, Joe.
Unless Michelle done changed her mind about running for president, Democrats, you need to figure your shit out too. Everybody need to figure some shit out. Now, this would be a good time. I said this the other day to one of my coworkers. This would be a real good time for an independent to come through.
It would be. Maybe the independent will be Joe Exotic, because he actually said that he's running for president in 2024.
No,
Tiger King.
That Joe don't count either, because he's also, even though he gay, he's also very, very Republican, so we're not doing that either.
No. I mean, he's running.
No. Now, I can't remember this Caucasian lady's name, but like I seen her on TikTok, and they said that she won't go get nominated from the Democratic Party because Grandpa Joe decided he's gonna try to go another 4 years, but I don't know why. But
He'll survive 4 years.
I hope she runs as independent, because she got some good ideas. She was talking about she's gonna give us reparations.
Oh yeah, how do I vote for her? Can I just write her name in? How do I do this? Let's get it started.
I'm gonna have to look her up.
Yeah, give us the links.
I can't remember her name, but she was talking some real good stuff. That's why I was like, now she ran independent, she might actually have a chance.
This is the white woman.
Yo, I can't remember that lady's name. Let me go look real quick. Emma, talk about something while I go look up this nice Caucasian woman's name.
When I tell you guys that Chelsea goes on a rant. And she rants and raves and vents. It is hilarious. Sometimes Chelsea call me, I think to myself, what time is it before I pick up? Because I know it's going to be a long conversation. And I know I'm going to be entertained the entire time. But that bitch need to sleep. So
Exactly. Postpone. Oh, I can't pronounce this. What's his woman name? Mary, Marini? Marine? M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E. What is that?
Marine? I think it's Marion. Marion, maybe? Maybe it might be Marion, but spelled differently. You know
Marion.
How they be doing.
Okay, we're going to say Marion or Maureen Williamson. That's her name. Because she is an author as well. But yeah, that one right there, she got some good. Now, I know how politics is. I know they be giving us a lot of good promises. But normally, out of that, out of at least 10 of them promises, we get about one out of them.
Yeah, now, reparations would be great.
We can get about two out of her, because she said free healthcare.
Ooh.
And what else she said? She said free healthcare. She wanna have the mamas and daddies get, like, you know, paid paternity and maternity both.
Other countries do that. We should do that. That'd be great.
Exactly. So basically, she wants us to catch up to the 21st century, basically.
I would love it if she could make it that we do, you know, 4 days working and 3 days off like they do over there in Europe. That'd be fire. 3-day weekends, bitch. Mm-hmm. That'd be fire.
Yeah, but yeah, look her up, y'all. I think it's Mary, I'm spelling it again, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E. And
for those of you who are not from the South, Aura is the letter R. Just you know about. You
so
Southern bitch.
Go look up that nice white woman. She has a chin, like the crimson chin. She looks like Peter. In the chin, but it's okay though. We love her. She is talking that good stuff. She had me at reparations, so I was like,
I know that's. I mean, I literally stopped listening after you said reparations. I was like, oh, that's nice.
I heard reparations, so I was like, oh yes, ma'am, please. Like, I don't even care, because I'm pretty sure it's gonna be kind of like how like the Equifax class last year.
Yeah,
we all get about $10.
Yeah,
but you know what? if we could at least all get about at least 500 out of that, or 1,000 maybe, after they, you know, just, you know, send everybody a check.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. Well, see, the only thing I'm thinking about with that is that, is it just the people that's living now that's getting it, or can we get it for, like, our grandmama and our great-grandmama? Like, okay, I'm just trying to figure that out. Like, are we counting our ancestors too, or no? That's what I need to know, because I need
they can keep the mule. Just give me the acre and the money. I'm good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Acre and the money sounds great.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, acre and the money. Yeah. Acre,
keep the mule. I'm going to give you all that. You can keep the mule. I can donate that to, like, you know, a village somewhere, you know, but the money, and I'll take that. So, Chelsea, before we end this episode, can you let our listeners know where they can follow you, and do you have anything that you would like to plug at the moment?
Oh, yeah. Hey, how y'all doing? So, you can just Google me, honestly. You can type in Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A. Nicole, now Nicole's still kind of ratchet, so follow me. N-E, apostrophe, capital K-O-L-E. I'm going to say it again. N-E, apostrophe, capital K-O-L-E. If you Google that, everything of me going to pop up. My YouTube channel, my music, my TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, because I keep everything the same, honey. So, yeah, if you going to do that, everything going to pop right on up. Mm-hmm.
I just realized that I've been mispronouncing that name for, like, 7 years.
It's okay. It is all right, because it technically, on paper, it looks like Nicole, but it's just Nicole, right? Because, you know, I'm just like every other, you know, child that was born in the early 90s, that we all got the middle name Nicole for some reason. Why is that a thing? We need to look into that, because I'm like, you know, I know why my name is Chelsea, because, like, I, you know, I was born when, you know, Bill and them was up in the White House. Like, you know, there's a lot of Chelsea that
not
in the
Bill
90s.
And them.
Okay, cool. But why everybody got the middle name Nicole? I know white girls, black, everybody.
Same.
Middle name is Nicole.
Yeah, same.
That's why I said the only thing that set me apart was, like, Christine was trying to be different. It was like, I'm going to put a
Christine is her mother, by the way.
Christine said, I'm going to be different. It's going to be Nicole.
Chelsea, this has been a fucking blast. Listeners, we will definitely be bringing Chelsea back. I'm just going to have, like, random moments where just Chelsea rants, gets it off.
Getting it off my chest.
Yes. So make sure you guys follow her. Chelsea, thank you so much for joining. You are hilarious as fuck, and I cannot wait to record with you again.
Oh, of course, bitch.
Is there anything that we can do to make you just finally just start your own podcast, or do I just need to kidnap you and bring you into mine every now and then?
I had a podcast back in 2019, y'all. I was experimenting. If you go on my YouTube channel, you'll see it. I was experimenting. I'm contemplating it, bringing it back, because it was pretty much just similar to this, talking about random ass stuff. I don't know. I mean, I might go ahead and bring it back, since I'm turning 30 this year. Might just do something different. So I might go ahead.
Well, you already know. You just plug in your microphone. You can always come to the Professionally Silly Pod. We'll take you. We love to pod with you now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Come on, pod with you. Is that a thing? Podding with these
hoes? Yeah, we podding with these hoes. We out here podding. What you talking about? What? Yeah, we podding hard, bro.
We gonna sleep in a capsule together. Like, come on in. that sounds real intimate. Like, super, super sexy. Come on in there and pod with me.
Well, I can't be Mo Mitch, so he's a pod father, but I'm gonna be the pod mother. You know what I'm saying?
Love that.
This is Amber Smiles Jones on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Shout out to Chelsea Welch, and we will see you guys next week. Let's go.
Bye.
If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's talking to Chelsea is fun as shit. She is very passionate about everything she talks about. I love it, yo. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Chelsea is awesome. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. You guys are amazing. And I love all your faces, but you know my favorite part of your body. Yeah, of course, your ears. Come on, stop playing. So subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using so that you'll be notified when the new episode is posted. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and written review of this podcast on whichever platform that you're listening to. As I said, those 5 stars are way more helpful than you guys actually know. If this is your first time listening, I hope you come back and join in on the silly. I have a lot of episodes that you probably haven't heard yet, so go ahead and check those out. A lot of them are actually like researched, and there's a script, and there's like whatever, and all that. Today was just a shoot the shit kind of fun podcast episode that I just wanted to share with you guys. Also, share this podcast with a friend, and don't hog all the silly to yourself. There's enough silly to go around. Yo, shout out to Chelsea Nicole Welch once again for joining me on this episode. Don't forget to go ahead and check out her social medias. She mentioned it earlier. If I remember, I'll put it in the show notes. If not, you'll rewind that shit. She spells it out. Okay. Don't forget to check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. You can always email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can actually go down in the show notes and copy and paste that bitch or click it, whatever. It's ready for you. You can also leave me a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And if you want to be anonymous, please make sure to let me know when you contact me. So check out my show notes for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. I've included my Linktree, which has all the links to all my most used social medias all in one spot. And if you are interested in writing me or sending things that you want me to try or what have you, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send me whatever you like, and I will do an unboxing video on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, and we can enjoy the unboxing together. Once again, I'm your audible boomfang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Taxes are like a subscription to your country that you can't cancel no matter how bad the service gets. Yeah, these are the important things that we think about. And since I owe taxes, I'm really feeling that right now. It's silly out here, y'all.